It's freezing out here,
my little sister, Chloe, says as she hands me a beer.
Our brother Cade just married Palmer, the love of his life, and announced they are having a baby. Yet you're out here, looking all depressed.
Just needed some air. I'm happy for them, but I'm getting a little sick of all the mushy stuff.
You're lying. You're out here thinking about Vale, she says.
And she's right. I'm thinking about how I bought Vale a ring, and I'm considering doing something crazy, proposing to her on New Year's Eve.
And I, for one, love the mushy love stuff. Think about it. Mom will get off our backs about having grandchildren now, thanks to Palmer.
Do you want that for yourself? I ask her.
Hell no.
She takes a pull of her beer.
I like meeting and sleeping with different people. It's fun, exciting. When I was in Paris, I met the most amazing people, including an incredible lover.
But you didn't want...
More? No. At least not right now. But you do, don't you? You've always been the marrying kind.
You think I'm the marrying kind? I ask, surprised.
Yeah, I do, Carter. You, out of all my brothers, are. You're a good guy. Genuinely nice.
Nice? I'm nice.
Nice isn't a bad thing. But Cash and Cade are both stubborn and quick to react. You've always been even-keeled. It's why you were always the best athlete in the family. Nothing flustered you. Didn't matter if you were up 20 or down 20. You always played with the same level of intensity. You need to do that in your life, Carter. Because sex is not the way to a girl's heart. And neither is apathy.
Apathy?
Remember that time when Vale didn't show up to our family vacation?
Yeah. But what's that got to do with anything?
I overheard you talking to her on the phone afterward. All even and sweet. You want to be the starter? You gotta act like it. You can't be all, put me in if you feel like it, coach. Because all you are to her right now is a galet, a booty call. She invited you to Fashion Week back in October. Do you know what a big deal that was for her? It was announcing to everyone in her world that she liked you. And you went. But what happened after that? Did you send flowers?
No. She raises her eyebrows at me. I know you can't keep a secret to save your life, Chloe, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I bought a ring. I plan to surprise Vale at her New Year's Eve party. I'm going to propose.
And she doesn't know you're coming?
I told her I wasn't sure if I could make it.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster, she says. But to each his own.
She pats me on the back.
At least you're going to get off the bench and do something.